Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about courage, and specifically in regard to courageous faith, and how those two elements of faith and courage tie together. And today we're going to talk about faith that encourages others. And so we not only look at the courage our faith ought to produce, but how it fills others with courage because of our faith, and how we are filled with courage because of theirs. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 11, it says, Paul's writing, and he says, I long to see you so that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. There is great value in fellowship. It's one of the reasons why here at Deer Run that we have scheduled a variety of what we call BFF nights. And in the social media realm, we typically think of that as best friends forever. And we're encouraging you, we're encouraging the Deer Run family to invite your BFF and join it for our BFF, which is Burgers, Fellowship, and Faith. And we're having another one of those this coming Sunday night, July 17th at 6 p.m., and definitely would invite you if you're in the South Bend area and want to come out. The food's provided. Just bring a lawn chair, some family lawn games if you want to enjoy some of that. But get to know one another. And last month we had one, and great time of just sitting and fellowshipping and learning about each other and just enjoying the encouragement that comes through a shared faith. And that's what today's devotion really is about, that shared faith that encourages us to keep at it. Life is discouraging. It's difficult. It's distracting. And while it involves all of that in so many areas of life, it definitely affects our faith if we're not careful. We begin to be filled with doubt because of the uncertainty of the world. And if we're not deliberately encouraging one another, if we're not deliberately being encouraged by others, the uncertainty begins to spread through every aspect of our life. And it isn't long before doubt is greater than faith. At least in our life. I mean, technically, that's doubt can't be greater than faith, but when we allow doubt to increase, it feels greater. And we've seen it. We've probably experienced it. It's probably not only been something we've witnessed in others, but in our own life. I know for me, when I get busy or something causes a lack of fellowship, a lack of time together with the body of Christ, with a group, with whatever, it just becomes easier to stay away. And so you see it happen within churches across the world. Definitely see it with churches here in America, where busyness sets in and we miss a Sunday and then we miss another Sunday. And then we begin to think, and Satan puts these thoughts in our mind that nobody noticed, that nobody cares. So what's the purpose? And that lack of encouragement by fellowship helps us to believe that it doesn't matter, that no one cares. And pretty soon, we just quit. And if someone would ask us, well, I still believe in God. I still have faith. I just don't go to church anymore. I just don't worship God with others anymore. I can do all of this on my own, but the scripture is pretty plain about our need to gather and to encourage one another. One of the reasons that the COVID era and so many closings and restrictions were so hard on people is because we were designed for community. God created Adam and he said it's not good for man to be alone. And you can take that statement in a lot of different ways. It's definitely not good for us to be alone because, well, we can become a danger to ourselves. But it's not good emotionally. It's not good spiritually. It's not good physically. And we come to the New Testament and we see the instruction of God that we ought to gather together, so that we can encourage one another. And he says, all the more as we see the day approaching, the day of his return. So as Paul writes, and you read his life story, and there are times where he doesn't have a lot of control on what he does or where he goes. It's a thing called prison, confinement. And in the midst of those, I think he begins to see even more clearly. It's not that it wasn't present within his teachings anyhow, but it amplifies his longing to meet together in person so that mutually they can be encouraged. Unfortunately, the times that we spend apart for many have taken us in an opposite direction. When we miss worshiping with others on a Sunday, it ought to increase our desire to return, but many times it makes us more comfortable in not fellowshipping. I think sometimes it's that knowledge that it's always there. It's not until we really lose something that we desire that we recognize how much we miss it, how much we need it. And if it's always attainable, then it kind of, well, we kind of deal with it on our own terms. It kind of becomes all about us. But God's desire is that we would mutually encourage one another because of our faith. And Paul's writing was that we would have that longing to see each other so that we can be mutually encouraged. And I know we have a lot of means that helps that to take place even when we're unable to meet face to face. I'm not discounting those means at all. But for me at least, these electronic means that we have, whether it's video or written online things simply increases that need, that desire, that awareness of the value of fellowship. Today, as we consider what life looks like, there are times, and I'm kind of that ultimate far extreme introvert, that I like to think I don't need to be around people, and people scare me, and yet I realize I'm a better person when I understand a faith that encourages others. When I understand a faith of others that encourages me. And I often wonder what would happen if God's people were more deliberate about that longing to see one another. That our level of joy would increase as we consider the encouragement that comes through the faith of others. So many times it's in those informal, casual, sit down and share together moments that we learn how another's faith has carried them through something that we ourselves are going through, and we're struggling with how to do that. And it's one of those reasons that years ago I wrote a short article about telling your story and giving God the credit. We are encouraged mutually by one another's faith when people hear the story of God working in our life, and when we hear the story of God working in their life. And together we grow in faith because we've in essence encouraged each other to do so. God's desire is that we would have a faith that encourages others. For that to happen, it has to be a faith that is visible. We talked about that on Monday. It has to be a faith that we put into practice. It has to be a faith that we share. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us not only to yourself, but as it's called us into community with one another, with others who share this faith in you. Father, today, help us to have a faith that encourages others. Help us to seek out those times of fellowship where we are mutually encouraged by one another's faith. May you increase our longing to gather together. May you increase our desire to not only be encouraged, but to be an encourager. Father, help us to make the most of every opportunity. Not that we have to be involved in everything that goes on in a church gathering or in a church calendar, but that we would be purposeful in seeking out opportunities to fellowship and to encourage and to be encouraged. And Father, as your word tells us to do so more and more as we see the day approaching, we look around us and we see the condition of this world and the evil that is so prevalent and broadcast in every form imaginable. And we can't help but conclude that day is approaching rather quickly. And while we look towards the return of Jesus and we look forward to that, may we not lose sight of today. And may we be obedient in gathering together to encourage one another, so that our faith would increase their faith and their faith would increase our faith. That the evil in the world would not wear us down and distract us and sidetrack us from the journey that we're on. Father, help our love for one another to grow so that our times together can be mutually beneficial. May we be reminded consistently that we're not walking this journey with you alone. You've promised to never leave us or forsake us, but we've been surrounded by people who are on this same journey with you and need the encouragement and have encouragement to offer. So God, today, help us to recommit to one another, even as we recommit to you. And may our times of fellowship grow more productive and even sweeter than ever, because we realize the mutual encouragement that comes from one another's faith. And may that encouragement lead us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.